I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor, earlier this week, the judge in the state Supreme Court issued a temporary restraining order against the Kensington Expressway project. Just want to get your overlying thoughts in terms of the decision that we heard.
Well, certainly everybody wants to make sure that that project is a benefit to the surrounding residents. I know that the state has been sweating the details on that project, making sure that all of the resident concerns are addressed. And I believe that the project eventually will move forward, but listening to the residents, listening to people's concerns, and addressing those concerns is important.
Did the decision from the Supreme Court come as a surprise to you or your office at all?
I didn't expect to see that decision, but again, what everyone has been concerned about is bringing improvement to that area of the city of Buffalo. Investing in the residents that live in the area of the city of Buffalo and making sure that it is a project that is beneficial to the residents. When a project is moving forward, delays are concerning. Delays can add to cost, but getting it right, making sure that people are listened to and that their concerns are addressed is even more important.
This hearing that's happening on the 25th, if there is a preliminary injunction that is granted, there are some concerns that the funding for the project may be lost. Do you share those concerns as well?
That is a concern. This project is going to be built out with state and federal funds. Delays will make the project more expensive. And, you know, there is a limit to the amount of money that is available for any project. So hopefully this will be able to be worked out satisfactorily. I know that there are some residents that have concerns, some residents that want to see the project move forward, and hopefully through this process the project won't be delayed too long and the best thing will be done for the residents of that area of our city.
Would you be surprised if it doesn't happen?
You know, again, I think there's a great commitment on the part of the state and federal government to move the project forward. You know, there are some concerns that have been expressed by some residents. Those concerns are being addressed, and hopefully the project will move forward in a way that will be incredibly beneficial to the people that live there.
And that could be capping it or not?
You know, it could take the shape of capping it. I know that that's the project that the state is looking at right now. That's been the aspiration for people who have lived in the Hamlin Park and East Buffalo community for a very long period of time. So we'll see what happens.
Mayor, can you address the city animal shelter conditions? It's in rough shape there. We just did an I-Team story on it the other day. Do you agree that it should be sold and there should be a new place for these animals?
Well, the city for several years has been working on a new animal shelter project. The state just came in a few weeks ago and did an inspection of the animal shelter. It was deemed to be safe for the animals. It is not a beautiful place, but it is not a place that is unsafe for the animals as I understand it. And one of the reasons why the city is not sinking money into the existing animal shelter is because the plan is to build a brand new animal shelter someplace else.
Well, is it time to put that up for sale then and try to get, you know, the sale money for it so you can put it into a new facility?
Well, as part of the planning, that property would eventually at some point be put up for sale. It can't be put up for sale until a new facility is built to transfer the animals that are in the facility now. part of the process of having animals in that facility is seeing them be adopted. So hopefully, you know, they are not there for very prolonged periods of time, but they come in, they're cared for, they're fed, and they're adopted out. So yes, we are concerned about conditions there. There is a plan to build a new animal shelter that will be state of the art. And right now, that plan is moving forward.
That new shelter is supposed to be part of a new DPW campus, right?
That was initially the plan. I think that is no longer the plan.
Okay, so it would be separate. And what's the status of the DPW campus?
More money is needed to build a new DPW campus. The city has assembled dollars. Again, the state of New York has been very supportive in allocating $10 million for that project, and we continue to aggressively move forward to get the resources needed to build a new DPW campus.
How much more is needed?
It is significant. It will be in the tens of millions of dollars.
Good.
Mayor, you're doing back-to-back economic announcements today. Is this your final kind of economic tour, and will you be leaving next week?
I will be leaving soon. We will put out something to give the exact date that my resignation will take effect. There are a number of projects that I started that are funded, some that are in progress, and as I mentioned, I started the job of Mayor Strong, and I plan to finish the job of Mayor Strong and work as hard as I can until I leave office.
Are you disappointed to not be able to see some of these projects through that you've been focused on?
That's always the case. You know, any mayor, any county executive, any governor will start projects, get projects funded, will have a vision for things that some of them will happen after you leave office. So I knew that would be the case at some point, but I'm glad that we have gotten so many of these issues addressed, so many things funded, and so many projects moving forward.
Mayor Crystal People Stokes told us yesterday that she believes the city should have been raising taxes the last 17 years of your time period here. Do you take any responsibility on your watch for not doing that and leaving the city in this tough fiscal manner?
Absolutely not. I have had a comprehensive plan for the finances of the city. When I came in, Buffalo was more expensive than all of the surrounding suburbs and all the upstate cities, commercially and residentially. We changed that. Now Buffalo has got one of the lowest tax rates in the region and a lower tax rate than the other upstate cities. That stimulated more than $10 billion of development during my tenure as mayor of the city of Buffalo. So yeah, you could have incrementally taxed people 2% every year. We wouldn't have seen the development that we've seen in the city of Buffalo if we had done that. Now, we are still at a point where the tax rate in Buffalo right now, and hear me when I say this, is lower than before I started as mayor in 2005. I was mayor in 2006. The tax rate right now is lower than it was in 2005. So our tax policy was correct. It was the right tax policy. There are a number of things that can be done in the city of Buffalo to balance the budget, and hopefully the council will work well with the new acting mayor, and they will do the things that need to be done.
When it's in a fiscal difficult shape, and when you took over, you had a hard control board, and now it's in really tough fiscal shape.
Well,
again.
First of all, we're not in the shape like we were when I took over. When I took over, there was no rainy day fund. There's now a $43 million rainy day fund. When I took over, we were just up against the city's constitutional taxing limit. We were $12.7 million away from it. we now could raise taxes more than $174 million before we reached our constitutional taxing limit. Not saying anybody is going to do that, but we're not in the same shape. And we were in the low B category with our credit rating when I came in as mayor. Now we are A1 with all of the credit rating agencies, meaning that we're able to borrow at lower interest rates. So the city is fiscally stronger. We are much stronger than we were when I took office as mayor in 2006. There is no fiscal crisis. People are talking about crisis. It's wrong-headed talking. I say don't speak the negative into existence. I've dealt with difficult financial circumstances during my time as mayor, and I've had the management ability and the management dexterity to be able to address those issues.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.